So welcome to today's plenary luncheon. My name is J.P. Dotton, and I've been asked to moderate... Am I way too loud? Just let me know. I've been asked to moderate today's session, and it's a pleasure to do so. I want to just make a few very, very brief comments to introduce the sort of theme of the panel and then our speakers. Both, obviously, are extremely decorated scholars, but I'll try to keep my introductions of them short in order to allow for some time for Q&A and comments from you at the end of the talks. So the subject of today's plenary, France in the World, is one I think it is safe to say most of us have thought about deeply and in many different contexts, regardless of our own specific scholarly, whatever our own specific scholarly interests might be. I don't think that I need to tell you that we no longer live in an era when the value of studying French history for its own sake can be taken as a given. Many of us have no doubt witnessed shrinking numbers of students interested in studying French history. And on a national scale, it's all too well known that majors in French language and literature have dried up to a trickle. My guess is that in the face of skeptical deans, editors, and students, many of us have defended the legitimacy of French history by pointing to the ways it engages with and informs our understanding of the world beyond the hexagon. We live in a historiographical moment fascinated with global, international, cosmopolitan, and transnational themes. And the expectation from many corners is that we will write and teach histories that not only examine French politics, culture, and ideas, but also address the place of France within broader comparative or global contexts. And in many distressing ways, very recent events have cast into relief the importance of doing so. It's difficult to watch the news, whether it be stories of terrorist attacks, the Syrian refugee crisis, or even Jean-Marie Le Pen's recent endorsement of Donald Trump, and not give some thought to France's role in the world, both past and present. As historians, we know there are clearly no fixed answers to how we understand that role. Instead, how we imagine France's global influence, as well as the impact of transnational forces on French society, evolves and changes as historians explore new subjects and consider old dynamics in new ways. So these are some of the themes we're invited to consider today. And we're privileged today to have two eminent scholars, both of whom have spent most of their professional lives studying the history and legacy of France's interaction with a wider world to help guide us. Our first speaker, Brett Rushforth, is the Kohlhagen Distinguished Associate Professor of History at the College of William and Mary. He is the author of many articles, reviews, and a document collection, primarily on slavery in colonial North America and in the Atlantic world. His 2012 book, Bonds of Alliance, Indigenous and Atlantic Slaveries in New France, won numerous book prizes, including the 2013 Merle Curtis Award from the Organization of American Historians, as well as the Mary Alice and Philippe Boucher Prize from the French Colonial Historical Society. He's currently co-writing a book with Christopher Hodson entitled Discovering Empire, France and the Atlantic World from the Crusades to the Age of Revolution. And it is largely on this subject, I think, he will be speaking today. Our second speaker, Alice Conklin, is professor of history at Ohio State University. In addition to publishing many articles and co-authoring two textbooks, she's the author of A Mission to Civilize, The Republican Idea of Empire in France and West Africa, 1895 to 1930, which won the 1998 Berkshire Book Prize. In 2013, she published In the Museum of Man, Anthropology, Race, and Empire in France. It won the David H. Pinckney Prize from the Society of French Historical Studies and has recently been published in a French edition. Professor Conklin is also an award-winning teacher, and I think I can say that for historians of the empire of a certain age, I won't say what age that is because I make myself feel old. She has always been a generous and cherished colleague and interlocutor. Her comments today will include how recent work on the British Empire might help guide how we think about France and its colonial legacies. So each will speak for a few minutes on ways of understanding France's role in world history, dividing their comments more or less chronologically, roughly between the early modern and the late modern periods. We will then, I hope, have some time for questions and comments and vigorous discussion from you all, and I think I get to do my Phil Donahue routine, which again shows how old I am, by running around and handing around the microphone so you all can join in this. So please join me in welcoming our speakers. We'll start with Brett.